With NWPB News, I'm Connor Henriksen. November was Native American Heritage Month, and Northwest Public Broadcasting reporters have interviewed Indigenous people from throughout the region to learn what they think about that month and what they want people to understand about their culture and who they are. Dori Luzo-Gilmore spoke to Danella Miller, a member of the Yakima Nation.
Danella Miller is a lifelong resident of Toppenish, Washington, the headquarters of the Confederated Tribes and Bands of the Yakima Nation.
My name is Yuma Klai, also known as Danella Miller. I am an enrolled member of the Yakima Nation. I also have descendancy from the Confederated Tribes and Bands of the Umatilla, as well as the Blackfeet Nation.
At 17, Miller went to college at Haskell Indian Nations University in Lawrence, Kansas. During her studies, she returned to work with the Yakima Nation as a summer forestry intern, but she discovered forestry wasn't her calling.
Just 3 days after my summer position ended at forestry, that I got hired at the Yakima Nation Fisheries Program, I've been there ever since. September marks my 29th year.
Except for the 1 year in Kansas, Miller has lived in her hometown with her extended family her entire life, working for the tribe. She says she's raising her family in her tribal community in the traditional way she was raised.
I was fortunate to grow up in, a Yakima traditional home. I think it's unconventional for mainstream. We did a lot as a family. My grandparents teaching us our culture and those values and all of the practices that we did, digging roots and picking berries and hunting and fishing. And those were all things that we did as a family. And also attending Yakima, our tribal religion, that the Longhouse or our Washit religion, learning that way of life, I think has made a huge difference. And those are things that I work to pass on to the next generation so that our people aren't lost. This battle for us personally to ensure that our culture remains and that we remain as a distinct group of people and not just completely assimilated into, mainstream culture.
Miller believes that non-tribal people need to understand how natives live and that their traditional lifestyle is important.
The biggest thing that they need to understand is that we're still here. Not completely in the stereotypical sense. Like, I remember when I was a kid, oh, you're an Indian, do you live in a teepee? And which is, kind of like that's what is taught in schools. Non-Indians growing up, they didn't even know that they were on a reservation, that they were on the Yakima reservation. Mainstream America understanding that Native Americans are still here and we still have an active culture. Those traditions that we choose to carry on to remain our culture as tribal people, that we still carry on these traditions. It's like living in one foot in each world. And that's what we work to maintain.
That was Danella Miller speaking with reporter Dori Luzo-Gilmore. This story is part of a series of conversations with Indigenous people throughout the Northwest. You can find more episodes at nwpb.org.